Flavours of the Week
with Yorkshire's Steph Moon.
And it's Steph Moon time. Good evening, Steph.
Good evening, Will.
How are you doing?
Very good, thanks. Yeah.
Are you ready for Halloween? Of course.
Oh.
We've just got under a week to go now.
I
it's next
my broom
Wednesday.
Stick outside.
A lot of people this weekend, of course, will be having a Halloween party.
Absolutely.
I love it when you go to town at the weekend before Halloween because everybody's all dressed up. Lots of fake blood everywhere.
Fabulous. Fabulous. And woe betide if you're in town and you've got your Halloween decorations up and you don't have anything. Oh, my Lord. One year this happened to me. I had Halloween decorations up. And then the kids came trick-or-treating and I literally had no sweets. I had nothing.
Oh, it's horrible, isn't
about,
it?
I had about 15 quid in coins. I ended up giving away
It was an expensive night for you, Steph.
I'd have been better off with a few bags of Haribo, but still,
well, absolutely. So are trick-or-treaters welcome at Steph Moon Towers?
Absolutely. And the rule goes, doesn't it? If the Halloween decks are out, then you've got to be ready for them.
Next Wednesday night, it is Halloween. And Steph, you're on a Halloween theme this week.
Absolutely. What do you do with your pumpkin after Halloween? What do you do with it? Do you just throw it in the bin? What
yes.
do you do? So if you are one of these people who doesn't carve faces but just has loads of pumpkins outside the house, which is quite American, if you're one of those people, then, you know, your pumpkin is great and you can use it. Or you may have carved it out, but just had it out for a few hours and you can still use it. So all I'm suggesting you do is peel away the skin from the pumpkin, take the seeds out, chop up the flesh of the pumpkin, stick it in a roasting tray, drizzle it with a bit of Yorkshire rapeseed oil, a little bit of salt and pepper, stick that in the oven, even a bit of honey in there if you wish. And then you make a soup by frying onions, leeks, some celery, then throw in your pumpkin that you've roasted. Really important to roast that pumpkin for a good 30 to 45 minutes. Get caramelisation on those vegetables.
Oh, absolutely.
Which is all about the flavour, Will. You know we love that. And then for me, for this one, I've kind of spiced it up because I like the idea of that. And I've put some sort of nice spicy, a bit of chilli in there, a little bit of cumin in there, and just made it a bit more interesting. Served it with some pumpkin bread, which I bought
yes.
from Think in Harrogate. Think in
Boroughbridge. Yes, no Sharon and the team very well. Good evening to them.
Sharon and Hugh, bless them. Yeah, so they sell a fantastic pumpkin bread with pumpkin seeds on the top. So pumpkin spice pumpkin soup with pumpkin bread. Amazing.
And it's a good use from your pumpkin.
Absolutely. Yeah, we want to use those up.
And we should say, if you want a top place to go pumpkin picking, then Birchfield Farm. They're open on the Pateley Road. I know you will have been, Steph. You'll have been past many a time.
You know what? There's nothing better than seeing a field full of pumpkins.
There isn't.
It's awesome sight and kids would love it. Go and pick your own pumpkin and then go.
Birchfield Farm
it.
Until the 31st of October are doing that. Steph, that pumpkin soup tastes absolutely amazing. I love that bread as well. And I know Sharon and Hugh from Think in Boroughbridge, they always have the programme on. So a very good evening to them as well. So Steph, thank you so much for popping in this week and happy Halloween.
I shall scoot off on my broomstick. See you next week, Will.
Steph Moon's Flavours of the Week
on Stay FM.